Hey, welcome to the 1 Minute Rental Car Podcast, where we are talking about all things rental car and giving you the information that you need, even though you might not even know that you need it. My name is Shen DeAndre, and I'm your host, and I will be leading you through this 1 minute. So let's go ahead and get into it. So today's episode, we are going to go ahead and talk about age of the rental car. And this is a big thing for some people, and for some people, it doesn't really have too much bearing on their experience as it deals with rental car. But this day and age, rental car companies are keeping cars longer, and they're keeping vehicles in general longer. Why is that? That is because they are making more money off of the vehicles right now. They are spending less money on certain things. And because of that, it's better and more advantageous for rental car companies to keep the cars longer. It also keeps rental car rates as low as they are right now for the rental car companies to keep the cars longer, because they are working to make sure that the rates are staying low enough for their customers. They're still making a profit and things are still happening as smoothly as possible so that the shareholders can be kept happy, because ultimately, the shareholders are one of the ones that they look at the most, along with the customers, next, the employees and everybody else that actually works for the company. Now, what should you be looking for as it deals with the age of a vehicle? If the age of a vehicle is within 15,000 miles of the zero line, meaning the actual start of the vehicle being on the road, you should be absolutely fine. Majority wise, there's normally not too much that can go wrong with the vehicle unless random things happen with the vehicle as it's out on a rental. If you get higher, i.e. into the over 15,000, 20,000, 25,000, 30,000, that's when there might be some things that go on, but realistically, there's not too much different from that age to the 0 to 15,000 mile age. Once you get over that 30,000 mile age, that's when you can start seeing certain things that might be happening with the vehicle. It might not ride as smoothly. You might see a little bit of shakiness from the steering wheel. You might not see anything at all, because truthfully, in a realistic nature, there's not a ton that is going to be wrong with the vehicle unless it has had some outside source having something go on with that vehicle, i.e. maybe a customer hit a curb and they didn't say anything when they came back to the rental car company. Maybe a customer bumped into something too hard, but not hard enough to actually dent the vehicle, hard enough that it actually threw the vehicle maybe out of alignment. Those things right there will be things that actually do make the vehicle seem a little bit worse than it should be, and may make your experience a little bit worse than it should be if you think about that. But there aren't too many things as it deals with vehicle age up to that 30,000 mile age. Above that 30,000 mile age, there are some things that you can look at. You can go ahead and ask for another vehicle if they have another vehicle there, and they will give you another vehicle if they have one. If they do not have one and they only have another car class higher than that, that does not mean that you get the next car class up because they don't have a vehicle that is a lower in age. And we will talk about that on the next episode. The vehicle upgrade and then placing you into a higher vehicle, a higher grade vehicle, and the reasoning behind that at times. All right. So this is the 1 Minute Rental Car Podcast. I appreciate you, Shani DeAndre, and we will have a great time next time. All right.